Hello, friends, and welcome to the only show where you, the listener, decide the outcome. It's Ate a Friend. And now, here's the host of Ate a Friend, Harry Sherman Oaks.
Thank you, Johnny Oldman, and welcome to another program of happiness for two needy contestants. You know, this is the only show of its kind where you, the listener, determines the outcome of our contestants' lives. Johnny, will you please introduce the first contestant, please?
Right, Harry. From Alhambra, let's welcome Agatha Kvetch.
Well, Agatha, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, it all started last weekend. George, my husband, went outside to crank up the family car.
Wait a minute. Crank up the family car?
Yes, it's a 1919 tin Lizzie. Anyway, as he began to crank the car up, Herman, my little boy, sneaked up into the driver's seat and stepped on the gas pedal all the way. By this time, my husband had started the car, and the car began to move, with my little boy driving.
My goodness!
The car ran right over my husband, but my little boy continued to drive the car, and he rolled out into the traffic on Wilshire Boulevard. We finally caught up with him. He crashed into a pizza parlor on Venice Boulevard. My husband is being treated in the hospital for flatitis, and my boy suffered 3 broken arms, a ruptured pelvis, 2 broken legs, and they're still combing tomato sauce out of his hair. We can't afford to pay all this medical expense because my husband was laid off from work some time ago.
Oh, really? What did he do, Mrs. Kvetch?
He manufactured buggy whips.
Now, let me get this straight. Your husband is being treated for flatitis, your little boy is in the hospital being treated for numerous injuries, and you don't have the money to pay for any of this. What would you like our listeners to do for you?
Well, I'd like a bowling ball. I always did want to learn how to bowl.
Very well, Mrs. Kvetch. You want a bowling ball, and a bowling ball you will have. Look, the phones are already lighting up.
Oh, bless you all.
We'll return with another friend right after this message.
We're clear!
I never thought we'd get through that one. Hey, you were great, hon. Okay, backstage, you can hang up your end of the phone now. Hurry up, I don't want these key lights on when we come up from black.
Don't forget, I get after scale for that performance.
Yeah, sure, babe. Go on backstage and get your dough. Hey, listen, Johnny, maybe this time we should let some legitimate calls come through, okay?
Okay, Harry, should I send the next guy up?
Is he another actor looking for work?
Nah, this guy really has a problem. Wait till you see him. He really needs help.
Good. Send him in and open the lines. We'll make this one legitimate, okay?
Okay. Stand by. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome back to Ate a Friend. And now we have with us... Oh, God! Johnny, you weren't kidding. He does have a problem. Oh, fuck. Your name, sir?
Al Bernay.
May I call you Al?
Bernay, if you don't mind.
Well, all right, Bernay. Oh, God, Johnny, you weren't kidding. What would you like our listeners to do for you? You're pointing to the top of your head. You know, it's a funny thing, Bernay. When I look at your head, I know you're gonna think I'm ridiculous, but it reminds me of a bald-headed fart.
That is what I am.
Oh, I get it. You want some hair?
Yes.
Okay, callers, you heard Brene. The number to call her to get Brene some hair is 555-1119.
That's Niner, ass breath.
Oh, look, Brene, the phones are already lighting up. Go ahead and answer one.
Hello, party.
Yes, I was wondering, when will the Touchstone decoder be finished?
Not now, bastard nose. I'm on television. Goodbye.
There's another line, Brene. Answer it.
Hello, party.
Owsy Poo, don't get some hair. This is oranges, and I want to run my fingers around your hairless head. Don't get any hair. Please, Al.
Hello, party.
Hello, Carney. St. Edgar here. New number. 910 French Fry Center. 999-9999. Goodbye.
I'm getting pissed. All I'm getting is phony calls, and I can get those in my basement. I'm going to take one more call.
It's lighting up, Renee. This is it.
Hello, party.
Welcome to another interview with Al Bernay. Bernay?
Shut up, you little shit. I'm going crazy.
Bernay, it looks as if you're going to have to stay a bald-headed fart until tomorrow. Can you come back then?
No. I have to make obscene phone calls tomorrow.
Then I guess you'll just have to stay a bald-headed fart forever, Brene. We're out of time.
This is Johnny Oldman speaking for Ada Friend, a Mark Todman, Bill Goodson production. This program was recorded.
No, Brene, you can't have my hair. It does not come off. Brene, no, you can't have it, Brene.
Let go, Brene.